OFM News, In Touch With Your World. I'm Altaïd Boucher with a special update from the ANC's 54th elective conference at NASREC. Presidential contenders will need at least 2,389 votes to win the post at the helm of the ANC. Deputy Secretary General Jesse Duarte this morning finally presented credentials to the 54th ANC conference after numerous delays over disputes. She also announced that the number of voting delegates were culled to 4,776. The delegates are currently in closed sessions where policy changes, in particular changes to the size of the NEC, are being debated. Once this concludes, nominations will be taken for the top six leadership positions.
If there are changes, for instance, if there is an acceptance of an expanded top six, then those would be added in. And beyond that, our Independent Election Commission will go and develop a ballot paper, and we hope to start voting at some point later this afternoon, hopefully.
Results are expected at some point tomorrow. Behind-the-scenes negotiations about the exclusion of more than 80 Free State ANC branches could be part of the reasons why elections set to start this morning were delayed. The conference also had a slow start on its first day yesterday because of a National Executive Committee meeting. An announcement was made after the meeting that those branches that were cited in several court cases before the conference would be barred from voting. The Provincial Executive Committee members of the party in the Free State have also been excluded. This follows a judgment in the Free State High Court that found that the provincial conference where the PEC was elected was unlawful. Spokesperson of the group of disgruntled members who took the party to court, Monapule Ntsamo, says they might head back to the
If they don't want to go, we'll be forced to go to court. If the president wants to say that going to court is not an option, it's not us that want to go to court. But some of the things are self-made by the same internal processes. How do you hold a national conference once a branch has been denied the right to go to that conference? If the ANC can proceed with a national conference without having resolved those delegate issues, I foresee a situation where the same court issue that the president says must not go through the court. I see it repeating itself through the national conference.
Meanwhile, Ntsamo says ANC President Jacob Zuma should take responsibility for these court actions after he criticized the actions yesterday.
When I'm saying the NEC, I imply that the president included it into it. So he cannot just blame us as if we are so unreasonable to take the organization to court without us having for the proper channels. The application to court was so urgent that our issues were not being addressed by the ANC, and the conference was looming already, and there's already a conference today. And those issues are not resolved. And that's the reason why the application was so urgent.
While support seems overwhelming for Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa to succeed Jacob Zuma as next ANC president, ANC Women's League President Batamile Dlamini told News 24 that they still back their preferred candidate, former African Union Chair Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma.
We still feel resolute about her, but also about the commitment of the ANC to a non-sexist society, and that the ANC is a non-sexist organization, and it has been leading on the issues of women's emancipation. And if we can have a woman as our president, it will mean that we are maturing in the political landscape as the African National Congress.
That was the latest from the 54th ANC National Conference taking place at NASREC, Johannesburg. To read more, visit ofm.co.za or download the app for Apple and Android devices.